InPlay Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship. With previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Ali Pally, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. It is day four from the Alexandra Palace as the first round of the World Championships continue. And what a day it was on Saturday. More high profile casualties as the number seven seed Simon Whitlock was dumped out of the tournament. However, it was a safe passage through for Gary Anderson, although he didn't have it all his own way. And here is the man himself explaining why he was a bit off form in that game.
Just couldn't get into a rhythm, you know. He played well, you know, he had big scores, and I think there was a few legs that he missed doubles, so he could have took the lead. But it was a struggle, couldn't get my pace right.
It never seems to be easy for you at this William Hill World Championship when you draw one of these international qualifiers. You have form in having a bit of a scare sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, he played well, but Scott's pace just did not suit me, you know. And he kept hitting the 140s, the 137s, Lord 180. I'm going, here we go. It's going to be the same again, you know. But I was just glad to get over the finish line, to be quite honest.
Coming into this William Hill World Championship, though, Gary, you've been in great form all year. Not least the Players' Championship win just a few weeks ago. You've got to be feeling really confident about your game.
I was up to that game, you know, but nah, I can get that. I think I've got yellow next, you know. No yellows getting back to front, so it'll be a bit quicker pace.
It'll be a bit different now. Obviously, you've got Christmas off, back after Christmas, and do you approach it like a new tournament?
That's the only thing about this tournament, you know. It's, what's that, 7-8 days break? You know, it's like starting again, which is always hard. The first round's always the hardest, you know. And like I say, after that, I need to get a pace picked up. But yellow play quicker, you know, and it'll shoot me down to a tee.
Bearing in mind your form coming into this and this year, do you believe that this is your best remaining chance for winning a William Hill World Championship title?
No, I just keep playing. You know me, I'm not like some boys and say, look, I play every game. Was different, you know. It was like Minehead. Every game I played actually well, you know. I've come here and it was not my game, but I know the next one's coming good. So yeah, I mean, practice it's going great, you know, on the practice board it was going great through the back there, but it was different on the stage.
Always tricky if you're playing a guy who's throwing four darts or every three you're throwing.
I kept doing that because I looked down, I always kind of watch. I go, right, there's one dart, two darts, three darts, and I went to walk it and he was still throwing, you know. I didn't know what was doing up there. It was, you know, and then there was a few times I think he miscounted, and I didn't know if he was throwing for a double or if he was asking for the double. I didn't know quite what he was doing, but I think he miscounted a couple of times. I had to check with the ref.
You've been playing darts for so long though, Gary. How does this affect you? Don't you not just play your own game, get up there and chuck your darts?
I try to play my own game, but I'm not allowed to, am I?
There were some high-profile casualties on day three of the tournament. Seventh seed Simon Whitlock comprehensively beaten by Darren Webster. World number 17 Justin Pipe losing a deciding set to Australian Loz Ryder, but no such problems for nine-time major finalist Terry Jenkins. The ball charging past John Webber 3-1 to continue his superb form this year.
I haven't been putting that much practice in to do all that, really, and I think that's what's been making me play a lot better. I've been keener. When I've been up there, I've been a lot keener instead of being sort of bored with it.
Bob Thornton, Ronnie Baxter, Ronnie Hybrex and Kyle Anderson, one of four Australians in action, all safely through to the last 32 of the William Hill World Championship as well. Anderson says he's delighted after nearly missing out on getting here.
It means a lot. I had a good round in Coventry in the last round and just snuck in 14th, and unfortunately my partner and my boy back home in Australia, so you've got to use that as motivation to get through.
Sunday sees another double session of darts with Masters champion James Wade opening his accounts against the promising young Welshman Jamie Lewis. Dan Dawson, Alexandra Palace.
Next up we have Sky Sports commentator Rod Harrington going through his selections for day four from Ali Pally.
Former BDO world champion Mark Webster takes on another one of the Dutch players, Ron Mullenkamp. Webster at 4-11, that is very tight. Ron Mullenkamp, a lot of the Dutch will be going on Ron Mullenkamp. But the bet for me, over 4.5 sets, I think Mullenkamp's going to get at least two. Dean Winstanley takes on Wayne Jones next, and the Wanderers not had a great year, but Dean Winstanley's getting better and better. 2 years ago he had a nine dart leg here on this stage. I think it's going to be Winstanley, and I think if you go to the sets, it's going to be under 4.5 sets at 10 to 11. I think Jones may get one, but I don't think he's going to get any more. Well, evening session here at the William Hill World Darts Championship. It's day four, and Kim Heibrecht steps up against the Irishman Mickey Mansell. Kim Heibrecht's been on fire all year. Really is wanting to do great here because he sees one eye in the Premier League. I'm going for him to win this, but at 1-5, that's a bit shorter odds. I'm going for him to have the highest checkout at 8-15. My next game up is one of my favourite players, Dave Chisnell. He takes on the young Dutchman, Ryan de Vried. And at 1-9 for Chisnell, that's too short. I'm going for Chisnell. Under 15.5 legs in this match at 4-6. Maybe odds on, but it's a winner. Well, the machine, James Wade, takes on the young Welshman, Jamie Lewis, and the machine is in good form. All the parts are working. Those pistons, all six of them are firing at the top. Jamie Lewis has gone off the boil. We really did think he was going to be something, but he's not done it this year. I've got to go for a James Wade to win 3-0, 10-11.
Rod Harrington there then on William Hill's Darts Podcast. Remember, you can hear all of the action by tuning into William Hill's In-Play Radio. We go on air at midday and we are there for the duration of the darts today on Sunday from day four from Alexander Palace as the World Championships continue. Make sure you join us on In-Play Radio from midday for all of that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.